Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Mosolve. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thavenel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler bunts in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Hornsby moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thavenel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Jim Mosolve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolve takes first base on ball four. Wehner moves to third. Trainer moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to home to get Wehner. Trainer moves to third. Mosolve moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thavenel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thavenel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Creamer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to home to get Kyler. English moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. English scores. Hornsby moves to third. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mosolf hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. The Venow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 1 in the game. Soar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hornsby bunts towards the mound. Creamer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English moves to third. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 0 for 1 in the game. Creamer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wainer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Wainer goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wainer takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mosolf hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 2 in the game. Soar strikes out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenau hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kremer hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wainer. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Wainer steals second. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wainer scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Jim Mosolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosolf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mosolf takes first base on ball 4. Trainer moves to second. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 3 in the game. Suhr hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. The Venau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy The Venau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The Venau is 0 for 3 in the game. The Venau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kremer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Footsie Blair pinch runs for Charlie Grimm. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Pat Malone. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Moore moves to second. Glenn Spencer now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. English hits a line drive to center field. Wainer throws towards third. Trainer fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Trainer. Blair scores. Moore scores. Kyler moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mosolve. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. English moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. English scores. Hornsby scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Wilson reaches second base with a double. George Grant now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grant. Wilson moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Footsie Blair now playing first base. Jackie May now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Pye Traynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traynor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Traynor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.